All right, before we begin this lesson, let's take time to confess our sins and make sure we're in fellowship, controlled by the Spirit, so that He can conduct His teaching within us. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the privilege of studying Your Word. We pray that the things that we will examine today will register with us and that they will stay with us so that we can apply them to our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is lesson 28. The name of it is What is Prayer? Prayer is communication with God. It may be a dialogue, as in Acts 22:18, where God had a two-way conversation with Paul while Paul was praying in the temple. But that was Paul, and I'm not sure we can count on such a clear give-and-take exchange with God in this day. I do believe there are far too many claims of God speaking to people when they are actually hearing their own inner voices. God may whisper to us internally because He has done it before, but the primary way God speaks to us is through His Word, and until that truth is mastered, all other messages are suspect. So, prayer for us is likely to be a monologue, a time when we are talking to a lovingly attentive Father. Prayer is used to confess our sins, acknowledge God, and express our reverence for Him. We also unload our burdens through prayer and ask for spiritual strength and wisdom. We express love for God, family, friends, and even our enemies through prayer. We seek God's provision when we pray, and we give thanks through prayer. Sometimes we agonize and cry in prayer, and we ask God questions as we seek truth from His Word. Prayer is our link to God, and there are many components of and types of prayer, which we will explore thoroughly. We witness prayers of all kinds, and it is easy to diminish the power and importance of prayer, or to distort its role. Jesus was very specific in establishing guidelines for prayer, as we see in Matthew 6:5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners, to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. In the verse that follows this one, he goes on to say that prayer should be mostly a private, personal experience when we go into our rooms. Public prayers that are spoken aloud have their place, but essentially, prayer is non-public. That does not mean we can't pray in a public place, but that it will be within ourselves, uttered silently as God thoughts and requests given in the heat of daily battles. More than anything else, prayer is a recognition of God. It is acknowledgement of Him. In verses 7 and 8 of Matthew 6, Jesus said, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Here's His point. Prayer is not a way to acquaint God with our needs, or to get Him to meet them, since He already knows them and wants to supply all of them. Nonetheless, He tells us that we are to cast our care and dump our burdens on Him. So prayer is used to describe to God what we see in our lives, honestly and openly declaring our dilemmas to Him, and then trusting Him to change them, or to give us grace and comfort to get through them. In prayer, we bring ourselves to God with our needs, submitting everything to Him, trusting Him to handle things perfectly. By bringing ourselves to God with our needs, we are submitting to Him and recognizing the one to whom we pray. It is paying attention to God, being aware that He knows our needs, and that proper attention to Him will get those needs met. We will learn what proper attention means, and we'll see the finer distinctions in prayer as we move through this course. All right, here's some questions. Number one, for us, prayer is likely to be a blank rather than a dialogue. Number two, name three things that we might do through prayer. Number three, Jesus said that prayers should be mostly public or private. And number four, why pray if God already knows what we need? That's pretty much a thought question. Why pray if God already knows what we need? All right, here's some added scriptures. Matthew 5:6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Daniel 6:10 says he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. So remember, prayer is most often talking to God to tap into His provision for our spiritual and material needs. We bring our needs to His grace and submit ourselves to Him for our good and His glory. Father, we are praying that we will ever more greatly understand the concept of prayer, so that we will know when we are actually talking to You and when our prayers are actually being heard. We pray that You would help us to understand what it means to communicate with You, what the content of that is supposed to be, what the conditions are, and how we are to conduct ourselves in front of Your holy throne. And so we ask that You continue to enlighten us as we examine this topic. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.